Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Ava Shlomit, Basilana Esther, Malkovacha Basar Yehudis, Ephraim Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Chayo Chevet Fega, Bas Michal Yudis Basi, Avigal Yala Bas Yocheved, should all have it for Shem Sushlai Israel, Zivuk Hagun, Tu, Yosef El Yob, and Rivka Chava, Moshe de Peshtina, Ran Shlom Ephraim Ben Chanadina. And we're going to be discussing the sugya of Shlamim Sheheziku, based on the Elias Moshe. The Gemara says in the Seches Bava Kama, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Omer Rabbi Abba, Shlamim Sheheziku, if a Shlamim acts, that is a tam, causes damage, Goivim Bibisaran, the damaged party collects his half damages from the axe's meat, i.e., the portion of the Shlamim that's eaten by the owner of any Bava Merim, he doesn't collect from its sacrificial parts, i.e., the fats of the shlamim, which are offered on the mizbeach. In fact, the Gemara Pshita in Murm the Gavosak, it is obvious. The sacrificial parts are offered up to the Most High, to Hashem on the mizbeach. So it's self-evident that the damaged party doesn't collect from these, of course, answers the Gemara. Leitzricha legoivim mibisoron kenegedei mureihem. No. Rav Abba's ruling is necessary only in regard to the question of whether the damaged party is entitled to collect from the shlamim and meat an amount corresponding to the amount he loses by not being able to collect from the sacrificial parts. Rav Abba states that the damaged party is not entitled to collect this amount. Rav Abba said he doesn't collect from the emurim. He meant that the damaged party doesn't collect from the meat an amount corresponding to that which he should by right collect from the emurim. For example, a shlamim axe is worth 200 zuz, let's say, 150 zuz of meat, and 50 of emurim, and that axe gored another axe worth 200 zuz and rendered it worthless. The damaged party may collect only half the meat, 75 zuz, although this amount falls short of the 100 zuz due to him as his chatzi nezek payment. He can't collect the remaining 25 zuz corresponding to half of the emurim from the remaining meat. In other words, we don't regard the shlamim axe as being worth only 150 zuz, and accordingly are now the nizek to take the entire 100 zuz payment from that 150 zuz. We don't regard the axe as being worth 150 zuz, and then allow the nizik to take the entire 100 zuz from the 150 zuz. Rather, we view the damage having been done jointly by two components of the axe, the emurim and the basar, and require the nizik to collect from each component separately. So you may collect only 75 zuz from the meat. That's 3/4 of the animal's value. And the remaining 25 zuz is collected. Why 75? Because that's chatzi. And the remaining 25 zuz has to be collected from the, because that's the chatzi of the emurim. So the remaining 25 zuz has to be collected from the emurim. And this is impossible. So thus the nizek can only collect 75 zuz. Zokti gemore aliba de man. Now, according to who the Rabbi Abba state this ruling? Aliba de rabbanim should be stated according to the rabbis. The ruling is obvious. Ha amri ki leka lishtalu me mehai lo mishtam me mehai. For the rabbi said that wherever it is impossible for the damaged party to recover his damages from this party, i.e., from one of two parties who damaged him jointly, he doesn't recover from that party. The Gemara is talking about a machlekes on page Nun Gimel Amud Aleph regarding an axe that pushed another axe into a pit. The rabbis there rule that where the damaging axe is a muad, the owner pays full damages, and where it's a tam, the owner pays half damages. In either case, the owner of the pit pays nothing, Although in general, the Chachamim view any two parties that damage jointly as having inflicted the entire damage, in this case they hold that the owner of the axe and the owner of the pit do not share in paying for the damage. Rather, since the axe initiated the damage by ramming the animal, the pit only received the animal to its mitzvah. The axe is considered as the primary mazik, while the pit is considered only a secondary mazik. So the rabbis say that the owner of the pit may deflect all claims for payment to the owner of the ox. This explains why the Chachamim rule that where the axe is a muad, the owner of the axe pays full damages, and the owner of the pit pays nothing. However, in the case of the tam, why is the owner of the pit exempt from payment, since the damaged party can't collect the entire damages from the owner of the axe? The owner of the pit, as the secondary damager, should be liable for the half that the owner of the axe doesn't pay. So the Gemara concludes from this that the Chachamim hold that whenever, wherever the responsibility for payment lies with one party, but the damages can't be collected from that party, the other party can't be made to pay, so the owner of the pit can tell the damaged party, since the axe is the primary damager, it is from his owner you have to recover your damages. The fact that a tam is only paying chetzi, it's your problem, not mine, so I don't have to pay. So that's what the Gemara here means when it says, it's a loaded sentence. Yeah, libe de rabbanan pshite, of course. Ki lekel shtalu memehai, lo mishtal memehai. Whoever it's impossible damage card to recover his damage in this party, doesn't recover for that party. See here also, it's obvious that the damaged party can't collect the meat. That which he can't collect from the emurim. Because these are also two different parts. Both segments inflicted the damage together, so they share proportionally in the payment. So the shlamim owner can tell the damaged party, since the emurim damaged, collect from them. So the fact that the Torah says that the sacrificial parts, the emurim, are burned on the mizbeach, it's your problem, zavashcha, like they say in Maran, zavaya shalcha, and not my problem. And if you hold that it's according to Rav Nosson, is this correct? Because Rav Nosson taka holds, if you can't recover damages from this party, one of the two parties that damage him jointly, so it recovers from the second party. In other words, Anan Gimore and Afnun Gimel, Rav Nosson is holding that in the case of the axe that pushed another axe into a pit, well, the owner of the damaging axe, the owner of the pit, share in the payment. So where the damaging axe was a muad, the owner of the axe pays half of the damage and the owner of the pit pays the other half. Where the damaging axe was a tam, the owner of the axe pays a quarter and the owner of the pit pays three quarters. Because a quarter is half of what he would have paid had his axe not had a partner in the damage. Now that he has a partner, so that's only a quarter, and then the other three pits are three quarters. So according to him, taka kileka l'shtalu me'mehai, mishtala me'hai. If you can't collect from this one, you collect from that one. So taka, the damaged party, the nizik, should be able to collect from the meat that which he is unable to collect from the emurim. So Gemara wants to understand either what she's saying is pashut or it's wrong. If it's lefi liba de rabbanan, it's pashut. And if it's a liba de Rav Nosson, it's not true. You can't take from the meat corresponding to what the sacrificial parts can't pay. So the Gemara says, "Ibo yiseima Rabbi Nosson, v'ibo yiseima Rabbanon." You know what, fans? You can do it both ways. If you want, Rabbi Nosson. If you want, the rabbis. Ibo yiseima Rabbanon. If you prefer, you could say it follows the rabbis. Ah, you said it's pasha. It's not pasha. Hanim, you betray gufei. And afterwards, really, you would have said that this ruling of the rabbis disallowing collection when the second party applies only when the two parties are two bodies. The axe and the pit. In this case, the damages cannot be recovered from one party, the owner of the axe. In this case, the damages that cannot be acquired from one party, the owner of the axe, cannot be acquired from the other, the owner of the pit. You'd say it's dafka if they're two goofs, two bodies, the axe and the pit. Let's say it's one body. In other words, where the two damaging parties are part of a single body, the meat and the emurim. In azafal b'mikre kazeh, matzi amalei, where the two damaging parties are part of a single body, I might have said, mikol heicha debein and mishtalma, wherever which portion of the animal I can take, I'm going to take. So Rabbi Abba said, no, nishgerecht, it's not true. You can't take from both parties. Only from the meat. Iba yisem Rabbi Nosson, and if you want, you could say, if Rabbi Abba's ruling follows Rabbi Nosson. Only there, Nosson says that the damages can't be recovered. That can't be recovered from one party. You get from the other. Why? Because the Baal Ashur will say to the Baal Abor, "Ana Torah v'Bira Chashkachte." It was in your pit I found my axe dead. So it's your responsibility. My delesli l'shtalum mehech m'shtal minach. But I can't recover from the other damage or from the axe, and I get back from you. Abel hocha abil du, in this case, from Shlomim, mi matzi omar basar azik emurim loy azik. Can the damaged party claim that the meat was damaged? The meat damage and the sacrificial parts didn't damage. Can he rightfully attribute the damage to the meat more than to the emurim? No. Can't say the meat did it more than the emurim. And therefore, the half damages that it's uncollectible from the sacrificial parts, from the emurim, can't be collected from the meat. But when it comes to the pit, the pit did the makah bepatish, the pit did the final blow, as Taisa says. So there, Rav Nosson says, if you can't get it from one, you get it from the pit guy. But the other case, meaning, in the case of the emurim, you would say, in a chinami, you can't collect from the basar, because the basar didn't do any more than the emurim did. Only in Reb Nosson's case, you can get from the pit guy, because the pit guy did what the shore didn't do. He gave the final blow. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Zachinu lilmod sugiyat ha-gemara. Ve'achshav, kidarkenu b'kodesh, nifne la'ayen b'divrei ha-rambam. Rambam omer b'perek chet me'alchot nizkei mamon. בהלכה ב' שלמים שהזיקו גובה מבשרם ואינו גובה מן הבשר כנגד אמוריהם שאמורים של קודשים קלים מועלים בהם כמו שביארנו בהלכות מעילה שלמים that cause nezek you collect from their flesh but you don't collect from the flesh corresponding to the אמורים why says the Rambam because the emurim of kodshim kalim have me'ila, like I explained in my laws of me'ila. Oh! The Rambam changes the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says the emurim legavoya salka. The emurim are going to Hashem. That's why you can't extract payment from the emurim. Vilo Rambam kotev atam mishum she emurim shel kotche kotchim moyalim b'hem. Chazanish already makes this diuk. Rambam says because you can't pay for the emurim because it's hektish, it's meila. The Gemara says it's because it's like a vosalka. So lama Rambam po mishane et leshon haGemara. Rambam kara et haGemara kamo shenachnu korim et haGemara. Barur. Uvechen tzarich od ledakdek ulavin bedvrei Rambam. שהרמב״ם כותב בפרק י"ב, מדלגים עכשיו ארבעה פרקים, מהלכות נזקי ממון, הלכה כ"א, וכן שור של הדיוט, ושל פסולי המוקדשים שנגחו כאחד, אם תמו, זה של הדיוט משלם חצי נזק, ואם מועד, נזק שלם, שהניזק אומר לו, כל שאוכל להוציא מזה הוציא, והשאר ממך. וזהו, וויל והקדש שהוא פטור, אתה תשלם לי את הכל, הכל. זאת אומרת, if you have an axe of a hedget, and an axe of hekdesh psuli hamukdashim, that gourd is one, if it's a tam, the hedget pays half, if it's a muad, the hedget pays the whole thing. Because the nizik says, whatever I can take out from this, I'm going to take out. And the rest is from you. And this, since it's Hekdesh, and it's Pater, and he's Pater, I'm going to take from both of you if I can. But since the other guy's Hekdesh and he's Pater, I want you to pay me everything. ומקור הדברים. In other words, I want you to pay the whole thing. Tam chatzi. And amur the whole thing. מקור הדברים מהסוגיה של בבבא קמא בדף נון גימל. הוא פסק כרבי נתן שאמר תקול היכה ולא אפשר להשתלו מימי היי משתלי מי היי. And whatever you can't get it from one guy, you get it from the other guy. See here the Rambam paskins like Rav Nos. So really, there are two axes that gourd. So why is one guy paying the whole thing? One guy is either paying the whole half or the whole if he's a tam, and a whole if he's a and the whole thing if he's a muad. Why doesn't he just pay half? A quarter if he's a tam and a half if he's a muad. The answer is if you can't get it from one guy, then the other guy has to pay the whole thing. And that's like Rav Nos. וכתב בנחלת דוד להקשות בתוכן דבריו דבשמעתין דמשנינן לרבי אבא דאמר אפילו עליבא דרבי נתן אלא הטעם הוא דאמר בעל השור לבעל הבור ענה תורי בבירך אשכחית מי דלת לי לשתלו ממי היך משתל מנח וכולי על כן צריך לומר ודאי דהיו פליג על אביי ורבה ורבינה דל לקמן. דאילו, לאביי ורבינה גובה מבשרן כנגד אמוריהן. ולפי זה קשה על הרמב״ם, תפסק כאביי ורבינה בשור ופסולי מוקדשים, שנקחו ומשתלם כולו מן הידיעות. אפילו אחי פסק כרבי אבא דשמעתין, דאינו גובה מבשרן כנגד אמורים. והנח תרי פסקי סתרי העדדי לכאורה. מהי קושייתו של בעל הנחלת דוד? כדי להבין את קושייתו, אנחנו צריכים קודם לעיין בסוגיה בדף נון גימל עמוד ב' למעלה, ממש בתחילת העמוד. כתוב שם כך, שור, זאת אומרת השור בהדיות, ושור פסולי המוקדשים, שהיה קדוש לקורבן ונפסל, שנקחו, there were menogeach, another shor. זה מחלקס המרחוים, what's the din of the baal ha-shor ha-hediot, how much he has to pay for the nezek? הבא יאמר, baal ha-shor ha-hediot, משלם חצי נזק, ואת השאר מפסיד הנזק. והגמרא בסמוך תפרש את דברי אביי כך. We're talking about a case where the shor of the hediot is a shor tam. And Abai holds like Rabbi Nosson, who says when you can't be goyve, you can't collect the dmei nezek from one of the partners, then you get from the other partner the first guy's chelek. And therefore, it's like he has no partner, and the baal ha-shor ha-hediot has to pay the whole thing. As if he was mazik alone. Ravino amar, that the baal ha-shor ha-hediot has to pay only a quarter of the nezek, and the nezek loses the other. And the gemara loses the other quarter. And the Gemara explains the machlokas. Havaha zevze zot omeret gam abai v'gam ravina medabrim b'mekra she'ashor ha'ediot he'ashor tam. So they're both talking about a case, abai and ravina, where the shor ha'ediot was a shor tam. That even if he was mazik levadoi, he would only pay a chatzi nezek. And since he had a shutif, az al chelko b'nezek ein lechayev et ba'alav l'shalem ela reva midmei ha'nezek b'uvad. As biur ha-machloket hu kach. Ha, in other words, this, Ravina holds like Rabbana. We said that even if you can't be goyver from one of the shutfim, the complete nezek, so you can't get from the other one. So since the nezek can't get from Hekdesh, he loses. So we're talking about a tam. And Ravina is going like the Rabbona. Only a quarter, because you can only get from one, you can't get from the other, and the other loses. In other words, you lose, because you can't collect from both, and you lose. You can't collect from Psula and Mikdashim, you lose, because what you can't collect from, if you can't collect from B, then A pays his portion, and that's it. He doesn't pay B's portion. And he pays his own portion. That's Ravina. Abaye says, Ke Rabbi Nosson. It's domeret that if you can't collect from one, then you get from the other, like Rabbi Nosson. So if you can't collect from the shor psuli mikdashim, then the shor of the hediot pays the whole half nezek. Iba yaseima hava ha ki rabbanan, or maybe they both hold like rabbanan. Hava tam, hava muad. Ravina is talking about a tam, and therefore he says pay a quarter. Just like the rabbanan, you pay a quarter, and the other quarter you can't collect. And Abaye says, it's talking about a muad. Therefore, he pays half. Once you're paying half, you get half from the muad, and then the other half, Shoram Psulam Mikdashim, doesn't have to pay, and you don't collect his portion. הגמרא שם ממשיכה, איקא דאמרי, יש אומרים שכך היא הגרסה הנכונה במחלוקתם. אביי says, the baal ha-shor ha-hediot pays the whole half nezek, and Ravina says, he pays the whole nezek. Ha v'ha, this and this, i.e. both Abai and Ravina hold, that we're talking about, would say, and we're talking about, a muad. So a muad has to pay the whole thing himself. If he be mazik himself, he pays the whole thing himself. Ha, in other words, Abai holds like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold that Rabbi says chatzi nezek. Because the rabbis hold that what you can collect from, if you can't collect the whole thing from A, If you're partially collecting from A and partially collecting from B and you can't collect from B, then A only has to pay A's portion. A doesn't have to pay B's portion. Therefore, he says only chatzi nezik. And Rav Nosson and Ravina is holding like Rav Nosson. Therefore, he says kulei nezik because he has to pay half, it's at his own portion, and then he has to pay the other half because he can't collect from the second bit. B, you collect the whole thing from A. And some say, Hava ha Rav Nosson, Iba yisema hava Rav Nosson, but the Rai and Ravina are holding like Rav Nosson dafka, and ha b'muad, ha b'tam. In other words, they're holding like Rav Nosson that if you can't collect from A, can't collect from B, then you collect everything from A, even B's portion. So Ravina, who says Kule, is talking about a Muad. And Abaye, who says Chetzi, is talking about a Tam. That is the Sugyas HaGemara. In Meseches, Bava Kama Daf Gimel Amud Beis, to which the Nachal Ez David is referring. And Kazachul, the Rambam Paskin, based on this sugya, that if you have these two oxen, shel hedu shel psu mikdashim, and they were nogeach biyachad, keechod, together, so if it's a tam, if these two animals are tams, so the hedyot pays the chetzi, pays the whole thing. And if he's a muad, then he pays the whole chetzi. And if he's a muad, then he pays the whole kit and caboodle. He pays nezik shelling. Because the nezik can say, whatever I can't take from you, I can take from the other guy, but I can't take from the other guy, so I have to take the whole thing from you. And this is like Rabbi Nosson, where you can't collect from one, you collect from the other. If you can't collect from one, you collect from the other, and that's what's happening here. Since he can't collect the whole chetzi from, he can't collect half of the chetzi from B, from Suleim Mukdashim, so he collects the whole thing from A, from the Hedyot. Or if it's a Muad, he can't collect from the half from the Suleim Mukdashim, he collects the whole thing from the Hedyot. So you see here that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Nosson. So comes the Nachal Ez David and he asks that in our sugya we say that according to Rabbi Abba, that says that even according to Rabbi Nosson, you can say his din, that what's his din? That besar, that shlamim sheziku, you only collect from the basar, and you don't collect from the emurim. In other words, you're not mashlim, but you can't collect from the emurim, from the basar. No, collect from the basar's portion, the emurim portion isn't paid. And Rabbi Nosson says in our sugya that this can even be according to Rabbi Nosson, who says that if you can't collect B's portion, then A pays up B's portion. No, but this would be even according to Rav Nosson. Why? Because there he said, in the case of the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBor, listen, dude, I found my axe in your boar. So, if I can't collect from what I can't collect from him, I'm going to collect from you. So you have to complete it. Because you did the Makabe Patish. But here you can't say, the meat damaged and the sacrificial parts didn't damage. Mapito. They're equally damaging. And since they're equally damaging, You can't get from the meat more than you can get from the emurim. So in the case of the pit, Rav Nassin holds they have to share the payment. Because the board did the makah b'patish, they have to share the payment. But here, in other words, whatever you can't get from the Baal HaShor, you get from the pit. So you can attribute the damage more to the pit than to the Baal HaShor. But here the meat didn't do more damage than the Emurim. So therefore you can't take the payment from the Emurim that you don't get from the meat. So that is an hour sugya. So says the Nachlas David, Al Kain Tzorech Loimar Vadai. So he's arguing, this Rabbi Abba is arguing with Abaye and Ravina later on. Because it's going to come out that according to Abaye and Ravina, you are able to be goyve mipsaran keneged emureim. According to Abaye and Ravina, the fear of Nassim, you are able to be goyve mipsaran keneged emureim. Because they don't make that chiluk that Abaye did, that Rabbi Abba did. Rabbi Abba made a chiluk between the throwing in the pit case and the Basar and the Emurim case. But Ravina and Abaye don't make such a chiluk. So according to Abaye and Ravina and Nun Gimel Amud Beis, you would collect from the Basar according to Rav Nassim keneged Emureim. If that's true, now we have a problem with the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins, like Abaye and Ravina, by Ashor and Ashor Psula Mukdashim. That what? Mishtalim Kuloi Minahetiot. Because if the Rambam would have paskin like Rabbi Abba, then he would have said no. By a shor and a shor of psulei hamukdashim, you only get half from the hedyot, because that's parallel to the case of the basar and the emurim. They equally damaged. Since they equally damaged, so then you can only get payment from you can get payment for each one pays their portion and no more. And you can't complete. You can't be mashlim B's portion from A. Because they equally damaged, just like the Basar and Emurim equally damaged. So Rabbi Abba would say, no, you only pay half from the hedyot. The Rambam paskins, no. Mishtalim kulo min hedyot. That's the Rambam in the 12th parak. Shoshal shopsu mikdash nagu rechad. What's the din? Din is you pay kulo min hedyot. And that's like a Abaye and Ravina. What would Rabbi Abba say in such a case? Rabbi Abba would say in such a case, no. In such a case, you only get half. Because they're equally damaged, and therefore, each one only pays their portion and no more. And if the Psula Mikdashim can't pay his portion, then you only collect a half a portion from the, you only collect half from the Hedyot. That's what Rabbi Abba would say. So the Rambam is paskening like Ravina and Abaye. Thus it's sumerch, and that's number one. Nevertheless, when it comes to the case of the Shlamim Sheziku Goivim Ibisaran, Veina Goivim in Abasul Kenegade Mureyam, in the 8th chapter of Niskei Momen in the 2nd Halacha, the Rambam Paskins, that when with the Shlamim Sheziku case, so you're Goivim Ibisaran and you're not Goivim in Abasul Kenegade Murim. The Rambam says that since they're equally damaged, the Basar and the Emurim equally damaged, so according to Rav Nassim, you're only collecting from the Basar, you're not collecting from the Basar, can I get Emurim? In other words, the Basar has to pay his portion, its portion, but not the portion of the Emurim. So who does that sound like? That's like Rabbi Abba. But in the 12th parak, he passes against Rabbi Abba. is by the Hejer and the Psulei Mukdashim. He says the Hejer has to be mashlim, the portion of the Psulei Mukdashim. And here the Rambam paskins that the Basar isn't mashlim, the portion of the Emurim. So that's a wunder of wunders. The Rambam is Soser himself. And the Nachal David says that frankly, he hasn't seen anybody who disputes this, who brings this point up. He hasn't seen any of the Noitzei Kelim or Misari this cash. It's a great question. The two Pesachim of the Rambam are Soser each other. Paskins like Rabbi Abba, Eino Govim Misaron Keneged Emurim. And he paskins like Abai and Ravina, that Mishtalim Kulo Min HaHedyot, that A has to be Mashlim's B's portion. Od Yesh L'Ayin B'din Zeh, Shel Shlam Shezik Ushikov Misaron Benigov Memorim. Im ze din rak b'shor tam shel shlam shehizik, o shel amar shegam b'shor muad yesh ta din hazeh. In other words, shlam shehiziku, you collect from the flesh, you don't collect from the emurim. Is this only a shor tam, or it's even a shor muad? Because l'chor we can say this din should also be by a shor muad, because since we hold that the emurim are included in kachi gavoya, and they don't have a din azikin, so if so by shor muad, you should also say that the bailam are patur on the chelik of the emurim. This is considered hekdesh shehizik, and therefore the bailam should be patur on that chelik. However, pashtus hasugya is talking about a shor tam shehizik, and we have to understand be'emes atam b'zeh. What be the din of a muad? Does he have to pay the whole thing or only half? As the Rabbi met, שזהו התוכן של המסע ומותן בגמרא. That's the give and take in the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, "Shita imurim legavo salki," Gemara's kasha was, "It's pashit. How can you possibly collect when the Biyava says shlam sheziku govim mevisara and veino govim memareim?" Pshita, this is obvious. For the emurim are offered up legavoa. So of course you don't collect from those. So we're talking about a short time shehizik, since migufo mishtalim. It's not shaykh bepshitus to be goyvi migufo emurim, because they're going up the gavoa. Of course you can't collect from there also. That's where a short time you collect migufo, and here you can't collect migufo because the guf is going up like gavoa. Ba'al zet tirtza gemara lo tzricha legovem mibsaran keneged eim ha'emurim. Now, he needed for it to tell us about collecting from the basar corresponding to the emurim. That he can't do it. He can't collect from the basar. The basar can't make up for the emurim. Ve'akavana b'zeh, she'adin she'ein ha'goyvim min emurim, the din that you're not collecting from the emurim is not only because of the emurim like a vosalki, and befall you can't be goyve, but rather the yesod of this din is because the emurim have a din of nechasim shesh ben me'ila, and they have no din mazik, like within the pasuk v'shorei av lo shor shel hekdesh, since part of the hezek is aidei emurim, and emurim there's no din mazik. Because of this, the baal ashor is pater and the chelek ahezek that's done through the emurim, and he also doesn't collect from the flesh corresponding to the chelek of the emurim, because the emurim don't have a din mazik. So you can't be mechayiv the mazik to be goyve the basar keneged emurim. That's the first stage in the Gemara. And then the Gemara asks, Aliba de man, I aliba de rabbonon, pshite, amri kilek v'leshlum ha'lo mishtama mehai. If it's according to the rabbonon, of course. You can't collect from this, and you can't collect from that. If you can't collect from the, pit guy, because the ox is the primary damager, then you can't collect. You can't collect from the pit guy. So the ox doesn't make up for the pit. Because the rabbis hold, if you have two mezikin, leka l'shlumehai. If you can't get payment from the first mazik, then you can't get. If you can't get payment from the second mazik, then you don't extract payment from the first mazik to be mashlim what the second mazik can't pay. So here it's obviously pashut. You don't get from the basar what you can't get from the emurim. And if it's according to Rav Nosson, he said in such an instance, ki leka lishtalume mehai shtalume mehai. No, he says that if you can collect, you can't collect from B, so then A has to make up the portion of B. So if A has to make up the portion of B, then why can't the Basar make up the portion of the Emurim? And on this, the Gemara answers, Givaldik. So either it's a Rav Nosson or the Rabbanan. If you want, you can say that this din is telling us the Rabbanan Tanim, Milu B'Trei Gufa, that's only two Gufim. You don't make up one from the other. A isn't Mashlim B's portion. But maybe B'Chad Gufa it is. Take from wherever you can. Rabbi Abba says no. So maybe that's B'Shnei Mazik and Dalma. So by two gufim, there's no hashlama. There's no hashlama. But if there's one goof, then there would be hashlama. The basar should be mashlim neivurim, emurim. The only thing is that by hekdesh, there's no din mazik at all on the emurim. So you're not goyve klal gami b'sar k'neged emurim. You're not goyve from the basar corresponding to emurim at all. So if you want, you can say like Rav Nosson. The Baal HaShor says the Baal HaBor, I found in your pit. So what I can't get from you, I'm going to get from what I can't get from the other, I can get from you. He's paying half and you're paying half. You bear ultimate responsibility. Why? Because I found it in your pit. You did the Makkah B'Patish. Your pit. So therefore, you have to be mashlim the payment. But, how can you say to the Emur, oh, you have to be mashlim the payment? By the Baal HaBor, you consider him as if he did the whole mezik. But here there are two mezikin. And on the chelek emurim, there's no din mazik at all. So you can't be mashlim the basar keneged emurim. Because, it tell the Baal HaBor, it's like you did the whole thing. So whatever I can't collect from the Baal HaShor, I'm going to collect from you. You have to pick up the slack. The owner of the Reax is paying a quarter, half of his half damages, and you have to pay the other three quarters. But here, when it comes to the Chelekei Murim don't have a din mazik at all. And therefore, you don't collect from the Basar Keneged Emurim. The Basar doesn't have to make up for the Emurim. The Emurim don't have a din mazik. And then the Emurim don't have a din mazik, mechi tesi that the Basar, because it's Hekdesh. Hekdesh is completely off the hook. So the Basar pays the Basar portion, and that's it. It doesn't have to make up for the Emurim portion. That's Toichen Biru HaSuge B'Siyata D'Shmaya. V'Olem Yidvarenu Kumtais. That the Maskan of the Gemara is that even a Shor HaMuad of a Shlamim that did Nezek, גם בזה נאמר, הדין הזה, שאינו גויבים בבשרן כנגד איבורים. We even here we say that you don't collect from the flesh corresponding to the Emurim. Why not? Because it's not only a vort that Emurim legavosalki, because where we held at the end of the Gemara, it's more than that. Emurim don't have a din mazik. So by Emurim, you can't collect from the basar kneged Emurim, because the Emurim aren't chayv anything. The Emurim don't have a din mazik. So you collect half from the basar and the Emurim are off the hook. Because they don't have a din mazik. V'nera'a שזה הטעם של הרמב״ם שכתב שהטעם שאינו גויבים עם הבשר כנגד האמורים. What does the Rambam say? You know why you're not going to have a din mazik? We should have more of them. Kodshe moilim behem. It's a din me'ila. And if there's a din me'ila, there's no din nezek. It's holy property. There's a din me'ila, there's no din nezek. Ze mashmi'a lanu, and even by Yeshua Mu'a, there's this din. Ein ha'goyvim mibisara. So the Rambam changed the Rambam doesn't say it's talking about a short time bedafka. And the Rambam doesn't say the reason of the Gemara. But the reason of the Gemara was that the Emurim legavoa salki. No, what does the Rambam say? Shemurim shel kodshim kalim moilim behem. Not Emurim legavoa salki. Emurim shel kodshim kalim moilim behem. And if moilim behem, that tells us that there's me'ila, and they have no din nezek. That was the maskanas ha-gemara, the emurim don't have a din of mazik b'chla. It's considered hekdesh, and hekdesh isn't mazik. Shor re'eh v'lo shor shel hekdesh. The basar, yes, the person eats the basar. There's no meal on the basar, so that he has to pay for. But the emurim are shel hekdesh, and memela is no chi of nezik. So the Rambam is telling us that this applies to a, not only because it goes up like a vo and befall, you can't collect from the emurim. But even if it were a muad, doesn't matter. You still can't collect the whole thing from the basar. Or even if you're not collecting from the animal itself. You don't collect the whole damages, you only collect half, because half the nezik was done by emurim. And emurim aren't damagers. There's no chiyuv. Therefore, it's only, you only have to pay half if it's a muad. So now that we explained that the yisod ha-din, she'ena goyvim b'besaron keneged emurim, eno rak din mishum din she'emurim legavoa salki, v'dafka b'tam. So we explained pshat in the Gemara that it's not because of the emurim legavoa salki, it's dafka b'tam. But the Yisod HaDin is because the Chelek HaEmurim don't have a Din of Zikin. Therefore, the Bailam are Pater, even if you wouldn't be Goyver from the Basar, even if you're Goyver from the animal itself, not only because Befoal it's impractical to take from the Emurim because they're going like a Vah, but because the Gavah wasn't, because the Emurim weren't Mazikim at all, so there's no Chiyav Tashlim from there. אז אולי לפי זה אפשר ליישב את הסתירה שעמד עליה נחלת דוד בדעת הרמב״ם. שמחד הרמב״ם פסק שור ושור פסולי המוקדשים שנקחו משתלם כולו משור העדיות. ומאידך פסק שאינו גווה מבשרן כנגד אמוריהם. והניטרי פסקאי סתראי נינו כמו שכתב נחלת דוד. אמרנו הרמב״ם פסקין שור ושור פסולי המוקדשים. They were נגח. You take completely from the Shor HaHedyot. In other words, A is mashlim for B, what B can't pay, pays. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins that you don't collect from the flesh. Kenegede Murim. There's no Ashlama. A isn't mashlim B. So maybe we can say Pshat. That only by a shore and a shore psula mikdash and a ramam nogeach together, there we can say, you know what? The shore hedyot is a mazik kula. He did the whole hezek. And therefore, mishtalim, just like the boar, we said the boar did the whole hezek. So here also, they were both goring. And you have to knock out the shore shel psula mikdashim. He's not chayiv, so you can say to the shore hedyot, you did the whole thing. When it comes to Basar and Emurim, you can't say that the Basar has the whole Shem Azik. 50-50. You can't say Basar Azik, Emurim lo Azik, like Lashon HaGemara. So part of the Nezik was done by the Emurim. The Emurim, you can't be Mechayiv the Bailam, since there's no Din Azikin. So when it comes to one animal, the Basar and Emurim are both doing half, so the Basar doesn't have to be Mashin the Emurim, because the Emurim are Pater. When it comes to two animals, maybe, since they both did 100% damage. If one animal doesn't pay, then the other animal does. Because maybe the other animal didn't really need the shor shel hedyot, didn't need the help of the shor psui amugdashim. He's considered the whole mazik. Never the whole payment is coming from him. So that teretz is given by the Sefer Aliyos Moshe. That's the beautiful mahalach. So I love the whole mahalach, but the final teretz is very hard to understand. Meaning, how can a shor hedyot be considered that he did the whole mazik? He also had the shor shel psula mikdashim. 50-50, just like it's 50-50 by the. By the shore shall the Basar and Emurim is 50-50. It's also 50-50. I'm just thinking of a svar like a Masechta Shabbos. It's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, each could have done the whole thing. So since the shore hedger could have done the whole thing, so he didn't need the help of the shore Mugdashim, he was paying the whole thing. And it's not on what you could have done, it's what you actually did. Let's say he killed an animal, he killed another animal, the Shor HaHedyot, together with the Shor HaPsulei HaMukdashim. Records of 100 zuz of damage, so if we're talking about a case where even if the Shor HaPsulei HaMukdashim wouldn't have been there, he would have caused the same amount of damage. So Mamela, he has to pick up the slack, he pays the whole thing. And Shankin, when it comes to the Basar and Emur, there you can't. You can't say that the Basar did the whole thing. I'm saying the Emurim are just as responsible. What are you going to say that the Basar Azik, Emurim lo Azik? Part of the Nezik was done the Emurim. It's one animal. And the Emurim is Pater. And therefore the Basar doesn't have to pick up the slack. But here, if it's two animals, then you can split them up and say, all right, just like you say by the pit, that the pit did the whole damage. Never the pit is making up whatever is lacking, so you can say that the shor shel hedyot did the whole damage. Pit also, you're saying the pit did the whole damage. You know the pit didn't do the whole damage to the maisa. But he's saying, hey, you did the makah b'patis, you have to pay the whole thing. The owner of the racks is paying a quarter, so the owner of the pit has to pay three quarters. So in this case, again, they're two separate animals, and you can't say half and half, meaning like Basara, Emurim, Basara, Emurim, and Basar. There, the Emurim are equal partners. This is one animal. Maybe here, since they're two, maybe you could say that they're not. And you throw it all on the Shor HaHedyot. Akopanim, like I said, the final teretz, I don't sign on, but there's a beautiful mahalach in the Gemara. And we should be zarecha lilmo du lelamed lishma balansis ulekayim is called Ibrahim Salmut Arasav Yehava. And of course, this sugya is a huge sugya. Did a search in the Itzera Chochma program. And there are 841 svarim that talk about this. And it says the word Shlomim Sheheziku 1,974 times. So that means that Yesh harbeh harbeh maladaber v'harbeh sfarim yafim, Yesh Reb Chaim, יש עוד הרבה 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 ראשונים ואחרונים מעשיס מוישה שאול מוישה חברוני is always a גשמק הספר to learn in is a ספר זיכרון of Rev Werner. So there's a shtickle from Rev Zerachi Shlita. It's unbelievable, he's in his 90s, he's flying to America now, he just got over COVID. Rav Mizrahi Mamish has very, very super, super Gishmak HaTorah. I'm assuming it's also published in his Birchas Mordechai and Bava Kama. And there's a lot. There's a Mishnah Rabbi Aaron that talks about it. A lot of amazing Torah, so please stay tuned. And hopefully we'll be Zaycha Lahamik Cheker Basugiya HaMufla'a Hazot. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, didai, morim, rabotai.